a request from the prior, from our prior committees on this. Madam Clerk, call item 8 will identify.
From the Manager of Real Estate Services, Department of Administrative Services, submitting an informational report on the itemized listing of legal services billed by Lixton and Hansel SC pertaining to the sale of county-owned land to UW Innovation Park, LLC. This item is informational only and thus otherwise directed by the committee.
Mr. Dillon?
Yes, Madam Chair. Perhaps again for a little bit of historic background for the committee, the UWM transaction, which was county-owned and sold to them in February of 2011, whereby the county realized $5 million of the $13.55 million sale price. The county then took a $8.55 million first mortgage. So in turn, this subject relates to the fact that the legal necessity exists post-closing. In other words, we have a vested interest in that property, and in turn, those things that come to us by means of the advancement of the UWM project, like releases of mortgage, etc., we need to protect the county's position as the first mortgage holder. That's why the legal requirement or the legal necessity continues. The board recognized that in March and increased the private sector legal contract that acts as support for Corporation Counsel in that. This, in turn, was a request by the committee as to asking us to provide the itemization of the services that have been rendered thus far by means of that private counsel.
All right, and the private counsel for this project has been Lichtstein and Hansel?
Yes.
And they have acted as legal counsel for the county in all of the matters surrounding UWM Innovation Park and real estate issues.
Correct.
Supervisor Weishman, I believe this is a request. Do you want to ask the question?
Thank you, Madam Chair. recently, there's been some concern about the Eschweiler buildings, and could you just address that since it was pointed out that we have paid $60,000 for legal counsel on this? Why does there seem to be a discussion of whether or not the preservation of the Eschweiler buildings and the transference of those buildings is somehow not in compliance with all the legal requirements?
Madam Chair, Supervisor, in the transaction that was approved by the board, it recognized that in turn the Eschweiler buildings were historic buildings, both nationally and locally, and in turn the development agreement required that they, meaning UWM Foundation, and in turn their successors, comply with those historic designations. The idea being is that if in fact the potential purchaser of those buildings is seeing something other than rehabilitating them all, they must go through the process. And by going through the process, they are in conformance with our requirement of them to conform and comply with all historic designations. So at this point in time, they're indicating that perhaps certain buildings can't be rehabbed. They are initiating that process, that legal process, which keeps them in compliance with us, and ultimately that process will come to a decision.
I would just want somebody to respond, because there's been these accusations that Milwaukee County somehow we haven't fulfilled our obligation to preserve these buildings, and that we've somehow not complied legally in this whole process. And that's why I like to say I believe the committee and everybody that I've known that has dealt with this has always tried to do everything we can to be open and say you have to do X, Y, and Z to make sure everything's legal, mm-hmm. and that we're not going to go forward with any type of sale that would not fulfill all of those obligations to those buildings.
Madam Chair.
Yeah. And we all know anyone can say anything they want in the newspaper. Doesn't necessarily make it true. But Mr. Grady, are you going to
caution
us?
Sorry, I just stepped up to caution you about your agenda and what item you're actually on.
All right. Well, we are asking about attorney fees with regard to Lichtstein and Hansen, which did represent us regarding all of these issues. And we won't get too far afield, Mr. Grady. You can stop us if we do start to get too far afield. But I think it's a fair question. It's a fair question with regard to the fees and limiting to the extent of our representation. Mr. Dillman, with that limitation, if you want to respond.
Madam Chair, I in fact, when I heard of this before I left on vacation last week, I reached out to Lixton and Hansel for assistance relative to this issue, not knowing exactly what's going to happen, meaning I think there's a trial balloon being floated here as to what ultimately may happen to those buildings. We will engage our attorney along the way to make sure that in turn we're in conformance. But I would concur with Supervisor Weishon that the county imposed an obligation upon the purchaser that they recognize the full status of those historic buildings, and in turn they must in turn go through that formal process.
We had legal representation from Lixton Ansel to advise us of that. Is that correct?
Correct.
All right. And we'll stop it there because I know we're getting into a little area. Mr. Tahor, did you need to make that?
Madam Chair, Supervisor, I just wanted to let you know that Corporation Council is reviewing that developer's agreement as well as the letter that we received to respond to it.
All right. And again, just because someone says something in the paper doesn't make it true.
Right.
So. All right, moving on to item number...